Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. For par.
What on, Dave?
Gary Woodland will step to the tee at 18, the par 5 leading by 2.
There's his good friends behind the green, waiting for Gary Woodland to try to finish this off.
Got it! Gary Woodland has won the U.S. Open.
It was special. I never let myself get ahead, and I never really thought the tournament was over. So once that went in, it all kind of came out of me. It was special to finish it off here at Pebble Beach.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day, and God bless.
Come on, you know on a Monday morning, we got to give you a little O.J. Simpson. He's back out and decided he's going to jump on old social media, Zach.
Probably safe, yeah.
Huh?
Probably safe.
He decided to go out, and by the way, get a whole bunch of followers and see what they have to say about you, and you can join everybody else on steroids, because
anytime we talk about O.J., this music should be playing, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Wow. That. So anyway, he came out strong with Chloe and Chris. He didn't bang the mother. Chloe's not his kid. I mean, let's just the Kardashian.
Happy Father's Day weekend.
They've been, yeah. He goes, hey, I want to wish all my kids and thank them for, I love my kids. And then he jumped into that. By the way, good morning to everybody. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
Is this the
on.
real world? Is that what's going on here? Is this life? Like, this is what's happening now? OJ's on Twitter and that's
OJ
it.
Just decided, you know, and what? He's kind of on the, he's on the last turn. And he just said, you know, I'm going to come out. This fantasy football stuff, I'm sure he still loves football and watches it.
Yeah, but this is not safe for a guy
politics.
Like that. It's not safe. We've seen guys in high-ranking
places.
Maybe
he'll get into legal stuff, too.
Yeah, that's right? It.
What he thinks.
Because someone's going to ask him straight up on there, did you kill your wife? Did you, you know, like.
How about OJ?
He's going to answer it.
He's coming out. He'll come out a new show, Guilty or Not Guilty.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be a big hit. Hey, by the way, that was part of the story yesterday. The other part, you heard it, the U.S. Open. By the way, very, very weird. I'm not going to lie to you. To be able to watch golf live till like 9 or 10 at night last
night.
Trying to figure out who was going to win, whether it was going to be Koepka or Woodland winning that tournament last night and going back and forth. I got to tell you, and I don't play golf anymore, but I do still enjoy watching it, especially when it's a big tournament. I almost feel, I don't know if anybody else is out there feels this way, especially people that golf or have golfed before, I almost feel the pressure when there's about 4 or 5 holes left and you got a chance to win or to catch somebody. I almost can feel the pressure of those shots that those guys are hit. I think that sport has as much pressure over that ball. Nobody to blame, just you, your caddy. And even the caddy steps away and goes, all right, that's your distance. Go get him.
You got the right club. You know where to
hit
it.
You're the guy. Yep. You make it. There's nobody to blame. If you slice it, if you hook it, if you don't hit it sweet, it's all on you on that tough-ass golf course that that they played yesterday, especially on a final day. It was and Gary Woodland, we're just going to do it's kind of been the theme around here. St. Louis Blues get there first. Toronto Raptors get there first, and Gary Woodland gets his first major And this is impressive. I'll tell you why. A little bit like what everybody else has done, too. Rose is like four in the world. Koepka was number one in the world and an absolute pit bull in these big tournaments. And Gary Woodland found a way to win that tournament by three shots, including some amazing shots in the last couple of holes that he was able to hit. Played smart on 18, just took irons and hit his third iron on.
Just don't lose it at that point, right?
And actually makes a long birdie putt on 18 to win it by three. But just incredible to get your first out there and everything around it. So there was no Tiger, although Tiger kind of showed up yesterday and looked cold and kind of like, he didn't care, he's out of it. And then all of a sudden, Tiger, like, whoa, he's 2 under again after making a bunch of birdies at the end of his round. But yesterday was about those top-ranked dudes, man. And Rose and Koepka going after him. And Gary Woodland never won. Everybody said, hey, it's hard to win that first one. Holds off the big boys and makes some clutch shots that were unbelievable. Some of the chips and putts that he was able to make throughout.
He had a couple of long putts this weekend,
too. He chipped one on 17 on one side of the green over to the other that was just under pressure of obviously no one. That thing had a good chance to be a bogey. Chips it up there and makes the par putt. It was just really, really amazing. So had all that going on over the weekend. We got all kinds of other stuff, including the news that I went, wow. We thought it might happen, Zach. The big NBA trade. Anthony Davis gets traded from New Orleans to the LA Lakers in a package full of draft picks and young players and everything else. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart was also in there. So three of their young guys, the fourth overall pick, and two other first-round picks with it. So they gave up a lot. Let's face it, New Orleans never going to get any top free agents to go there.
No.
They're one of those cities. It's not a shot at New Orleans. I love to go to New Orleans. Hell, I love to go to Sacramento. Nobody wants to go there. So there's a handful of places that. So the best chance for them to build this thing up, get the right young players, they're going to be a fun young team to watch. If they can get some good veterans to go there, then good for them as well. But the trade that was made, so now all of a sudden LeBron and AD, they still got money. You're talking about, what, two guys that are going to average 27-plus points per game. Now, and there's so many cool parts to this. It's so much fun with free agency right around the corner. There's talk that they're going to go after Kemba Walker.
Of course.
Kyrie Irving is still in there. So my question is, does either one of those guys want to go play for the Lakers? Because they should call Chris Bosh about being the third wheel.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a perfect example.
LeBron dominates the ball, which is fine. Now, listen, he knows what he's doing. He's one with everybody. Kyrie knows it, but you're now moving from the two slot to the three slot in the case of Kyrie. He knows. Because Anthony Davis is a bad, bad dude.
He's a really good player.
He's going to be the two. The three guy, and whatever's left, and maybe you can always call Chris Bosh. We can't get a hold of him, but those guys all know each other in the NBA. Chris Bosh, Kevin Love, ask him what it's like to be a third wheel after putting up big numbers before they play with
LeBron. Kevin went from one to three.
Real fast.
Kemba Walker will be going from one to three.
Correcto.
You know, like, and Kyrie Irving, you know, he always wants to be the one, but, you know, he'll settle for two or three at this point.
They get those three guys.
Yeah.
And there is a new badass big three.
That's right.
Clearly. You could say right now the best 1-2 punch in the NBA with health and everything else. You got all the health stuff in there. But healthy bodies right now, the best 1-2 punch in the NBA, and I don't even think it's close. It's what the Lakers have their team.
You got
with
it. Yeah, a healthy LeBron with rest over the summer. Add in Anthony Davis to that. Yeah, if I'm a veteran, I'm going to play there.
So, do they? So we'll see what they're able to get. But it's going to make free agency at the end of the month, going into next month, really fun.
Well, now it just makes the Kyrie stuff really interesting, because we did talk about this a couple years back when Kyrie wanted out of Cleveland. I don't want to play here anymore. It's hard to play with LeBron. I want my own team. I want to be the number one guy. Then he goes to Boston, and he's the number one guy.
and they can't win because there's too much talent on there, and he's just not.
Oh, no, he wasn't the right guy to get everybody involved.
So is he okay again being, you know, because he was the two with Cleveland. He's going to be the three now if he goes there now.
Let me ask you another one. Do we know for sure? I mean, he made LeBron look bad.
Yeah. That LeBron wants to play with him?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
LeBron may be, they go, hey, LeBron, what do you think? He goes, bring in Kimba.
Yeah, maybe.
I've had that Kyrie Pout thing, and, you know, and now all of a sudden he wants to be my guy, even though he did hit a big-ass shot to help me get my ring there. But I don't know.
Kemba's a better outside shooter than Kyrie, so maybe.
Ooh, you think he is?
Yeah, I think he is. I think Kemba's a better outside shooter. I mean, it's close. Neither guy is.
Kyrie's playing a lot of bigger games.
He hit the clutch shot in that Cleveland championship.
Kemba Walker has not played in any big games in his career, unless you call the first round of the playoffs against the Heat something big.
No, that would be the biggest thing he's done.
That would be it.
But let me tell you, that Laker team might be fun to watch. They pull one of these other guys. They're going to be fun to watch.
Oh, they're going to get
somebody. Especially with Golden State down now, L.A. moves into that number one spot.
I think they got the Jimmy Butler backup plan already in place.
Oh, but yeah.
Would love to get one of those guards.
If that's the backup plan, that's not so bad. Because Jimmy Butler would be a good fit to that team, too.
Jimmy Butler would be, but they want one of those guards.
Yeah.
There is no question there's two really talented guards out there that.
They can always bring Rondo back.
No, can't shoot a lick. He can come in and give you 10 minutes, but he might have burned some bridges. He's burned. Like, there's a guy that's burning bridges right and left, so. Anyway, I just thought this thing's going to be really fun. There's so many different parts to it because these guys are going, okay, I can get you a lot of money, go out and play at the Lakers. They really want you, but we got to talk about this. You're going from the number one guy on your team you're on right now.
To three.
To the third guy.
Yeah, not even a question.
And you know, and everybody knows, good or bad, he's one of the greatest players of all time. LeBron is going to control the basketball. That doesn't change. That doesn't change. So how do you handle that when you're used to bringing the ball down and now you don't get to bring it and he tells you run down in the corner and get out of the way? Because it's an adjustment. And it's the old one basketball. Chris Bosh, I love him, came out and said, hey, listen, we're winning a lot. You guys are asking me what's wrong with my numbers and my style. They don't call – you remember this?
Yep.
They don't call any plays for me, and I'm the third wheel. And it's not easy to be the third wheel. Came from Toronto where he was the big cat.
Yeah, going from one to that.
24 points, 12 rebounds, and going, wow, I got to work around Dwayne. It's not a shot. There's only one basketball. Somebody's got to chew up ego real fast. Who's going to be the guy that chews up the ego, their own ego, the fastest?
That's why I don't think it's Kyrie. Kyrie's got an ego.
He got humbled. Those six for 24s.
Yeah.
Those six for 24s.
But he could still go get max money in Brooklyn and not. There's no expectation.
Hey, man.
Make the playoffs. Who cares?
They're all going to get paid. It's a matter of the best fit, right? They're all getting their money. A lot of guys getting paid a lot of money here.
At the end of the day, this is a huge gamble by the Lakers, though, isn't it? That this whole thing plays out properly?
Because
they're going all in right now, and they just gave away their future for a franchise that did that for Kobe that had a lot of lean years after him.
They kept Kuz.
They gave away the house.
No, they gave
away this guy in. If things don't work out in the first year, he goes somewhere else, and they get left high.
Well,
and dry.
He ain't going anywhere else. There's no way.
Well, he could, and he's not going to sign there.
It's Rich Paul. It's his. It's LeBron's agency, man.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, other people said I just don't see. I think he ends it in L.A. Everything to his life is tied in there for his future.
But you talked about the Kawhi rental being a gamble. Like this is a major gamble.
How about that weird one, Kawhi? Finally, his teammates are coming out, and they joke with him apparently about the whole thing. They're saying, we've done everything we can. We can't kiss any more ass than we are. They're expecting 2 million people at a parade today. They're going to be screaming and chanting to Kawhi. They're going to say everything one ego could ever need, along with what's gone on this season.
Could he take his talents to L.A.? Go play with LeBron and Anthony Davis?
No shot. There is no shot.
No shot.
I don't like to do no shotters, but that's a no shotter.
Yeah, if you think Kawhi's
pretty quiet, but you think Kawhi wants to go put up with those two?
And, I don't know. I mean,
everything leaks in the NBA. There's been nothing linking him to the Lakers.
But this.
That's why I think it's.
How does
happen.
He not re-sign in Toronto though?
Oh, I know.
You heard those guys. Those guys have finally come out and they've been partying in Vegas now. I don't know if they've made their way back to Toronto yet. But they're like, hey, there's nothing else we can do, man. This has been the greatest stroke, 1 year stroke job in the history of the NBA to keep a guy in a city. A city can't give him any more love. Plus, you won a championship. Well, he was a big part of it. But he didn't play back-to-backs. He got the second day off of back-to-backs. We stayed consistent with it. We give him everything. The system, everything goes through him. He's got guys that make sure when he's open, he's got the ball. You can't think of a better supporting cast of guys to play with unless he just has said, hey, Canada, I'm out of here.
If that happens.
It's going to be fun to watch,
that team's
though.
Done forever, right?
It is. Guys, it is really going to be a lot of fun to watch. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here on a Monday morning. Yeah, being the third wheel, call Chris Bosh or Kevin Love and see what it's like to be LeBron's third wheel out in L.A. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com.
You know, we actually had a lot of stuff going over the weekend.
Oh, I think I know what we're going to talk about.
But OJ coming out and saying, hey, man, I'm jumping on Twitter. There's been a lot of stuff said. Enough. I want to get some things straightened out here. I know I've disappeared, but I'm back. I'm back for this last run here. Here's more OJ when it comes to the Kardashians.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing. You know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that.
Counterfeit.
My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks goes on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else, and this is one of those times. You know, Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Chloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine. Now, one of the people who's spreading this rumor is a guy that the media loves to say is my manager. I had one manager in my whole life, Chuck Barnes, when I came out of USC for 3 years. Unfortunately, he died about 45 years ago, but even before he died, I opened my own office with the help of Skip Taft, my lawyer, my two assistants, Marilyn O'Brien, the late Marilyn O'Brien, and Kathy Randa. And I've always managed my own affairs, and I like to think very successfully. So when you see these guys like Norm and these guys claim that they're my manager, it's just not true. I may have done a deal here or there with them, but none of these guys have ever was anything remotely like a manager for me. In any event, that's it for today. Happy Father's Day. Take care.
All right. So OJ straightened out the rumor that's been around for years that
Chloe
doesn't
dad.
Look like the sister. Yeah. She looks a little different.
She looks like OJ.
It's OJ's kid, and Kardashian, the father, who is an attorney, was good friends with OJ. And he never slept with Chris. So he never slept with Chris. So obviously it could be no Chloe.
Sure, sure.
So he didn't. Yeah. And he wanted to straighten it out because it's been out there and it come from his former manager. And he just wanted to straighten everything out. By the way, you guys can say whatever you want. And people are going, oh, he's back. Going to be a lot of people following him.
Yeah, he's got 600,000 followers.
He's got 600 already?
Yeah, yeah.
Following that thing.
He's only following 8 or 9 people. But I told you, it was really weird. I looked to see who he was following. One of them is our boy. Tim Graham. He used to come on and talk Buffalo Bills football.
Oh, that's why.
It's amazing. Buffalo. I just
that's
thought it was very
news.
Funny.
If he's following you, yeah. You're in big trouble.
Right?
He even said that on his first thing. He's basically vowed revenge, right?
Yeah. Well, his underneath on his profile.
He's just going to straighten things out and say, look, this has been out there. And by the way, if that bothers you, that's been out. And people have said that for a long time. Poor Chloe. Chloe just gave,
right in the middle of
Chloe
all of
it. Chloe just like, what else can it be, man? Lamar's got a damn book out. Tristan's messing around with a girl that's good friends with our family. He's a dog. Now I got a kid with him, and here I am, and that's going on. Yeah. And now the OJ stuff. And
real sad life. Tough life.
All right. Let's get another episode in here.
That's it. Now the OJ thing will be on the next. Fine. Yeah, keeping up with the Kardashians. Yeah. By the way, on his profile says, if you don't see it here, I didn't say it. That's his little profile thing. And a couple of the comments, by the way, I was just looking at mentions because I wanted to see what people are saying to him. A couple of them are, one of them was the funniest one I've seen is, okay, killer. And it goes, okay, killer, so did you do it? That's one of them. Another one, just talking about Kris Jenner, why she's so ugly. How could you how could you sleep with her? And then another one I saw on here.
People are mean. Man.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean people are mean?
I mean,
guy hacked up two people.
What about this one? What about Chris, that part when you stabbed your wife? How come you're not talking about that? That's on here. Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of that. Look, if you get.
Of course you are.
That's all you should get. What do you think? People are going to want to chop up like fantasy football with him?
Hey, who do we start this week?
I know we're going to be talking a lot of sports.
Knows you're fired. We just hired OJ as our fantasy football guy.
The second round of the draft. I mean, come on.
That's a great point. All right. You know what? You're right. That's a great point. Like, what do you think people are going to want to talk? They just want to know, guilty or not guilty.
Someone asked him how awkward is Mother's Day at his house. Because he was speaking on Father's Day. He goes, how awkward is Mother's Day at your house? I'm looking at these mentions. I think this is the rest of my day today. I'm just going to go through because he's got a lot of people that obviously tweeted at him right away. But, hey, Killa, I bet it's really weird around your house on Mother's Day. That's the same guy who asked him, did he do it?
Sitting there laughing about something. How many years ago did that happen? I hope people don't mind.
What, 94? Because that's when that was when the finals at Houston played New York. Remember when they shut the finals off to show OJ and AC driving around? Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking of is when OJ got out of prison this last time. Remember all the states and went, you ain't coming here. Do not come to our state.
Including ours.
Do not come to our state. We're here. You're coming to Florida. Don't come back to Florida.
Why would anyone believe a word you said, you murderer? This is the stuff that's on his.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Wow. And then someone asked him a football question. You think the Redskins will be contenders this year? I think that's hysterical how it goes from one where it says, dude, did you murder your wife, to, hey, how do you think the Redskins are going to do this year?
I will say this, watching him when I was a kid run at USC. And by the way, it was like a 9-3. Like, he was actually a track 100-meter guy. Like,
player is a really good
205
player.
Pounds out of San Francisco. Went to USC. I mean, one of the greatest running backs of all time.
And
I know when
stuff,
you say
Joe.
One of the great, like, he murdered somebody. You can't be the greatest as soon as you murder somebody.
No, you could. He still could be.
He was a great player. You know, the other thing is, I don't think he ever beat. This is kind of, I flipped it around. I didn't know this. I think Bob Greasy told me this. I know they never beat him in the 70s. I don't think OJ ever beat. As good as he was, he ran for 2,000 friggin' yards in a year.
I mean, come on.
Never beat the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
I told you, that's my famous ride in my rookie year, my first game on the road against Buffalo. We opened on the road against Buffalo, and Bob was on the team still. There were about four or five Super Bowl guys on the team that had played through the 70s.
Sure,
were still on the team. Cooch. There were Larry Little was there. We still had some of those guys on the team. And I'll never forget, they go, hey, did you hear we're going in on the bus? They go, Buffalo hasn't beaten Miami. They beat them in the 70s.
Wow.
Because I was going, why is everybody acting so crazy? They go, they haven't won. They didn't win one game. They won at home and on the road. The Dolphins beat them every game in the 70s. We don't even let the Patriots do that to us.
No, you're right. Patriots can't
now,
come
Patriots
down here to
win everything.
Oh, they win
can
Super
you
Bowls.
Imagine?
They just can't win down here that often.
It's that's pretty amazing.
Yep.
To go through the 70s, home and away,
and
every
now
year,
win a game.
70, 71, 72. I don't need to do the math for you, but it's incredible. They never beat them. Of course, they beat us right there. Goalposts were flying.
Oh, yeah,
they were egging us. There
was.
I don't know why they need to egg. They won the damn game, and they egged us.
They're still
going
to give you something on the way out.
That was a pretty.
Here's one more for you. Hey, OJ, you're funny, man. You're killing me. That's another one.
You're going to get all that, right?
This is the rest of my day.
This just brings the.
I'm so excited.
So people see OJ's on Twitter, most of them are going, oh, you know, that's got to be a really interesting, see what he has to say. That'll be interesting to, or is it, this is my chance to just, like, bust this guy's chops. Then I always wonder this part. When you have a lot of followers, do you read what everybody says?
I don't know. I don't know if he will.
Can't put you in a good
mood.
He better not. I mean, it just can't put you in a good mood.
Unless he just doesn't care, because these, I mean, Joe.
Maybe after all these years, you just get numb to it. Maybe,
Joe,
maybe
haven't
you right.
sent any checks to the victims of the families yet? That's what people are writing to him.
No.
I mean, he's a true psycho, though. Like, I don't think anything really seems to bother him.
No.
You're right.
Murder doesn't bother him. I'm guessing some mean comments on Twitter won't.
Yeah, no.
What's up, killer? Like, these are the... I'm done. I'm done the rest of the show.
I wonder if OJ just kind of laughs when he killer.
Yeah, right,
that was creative.
You got any bootleg cable TV boxes for sale?
Remember, like, down here...
This is what's happening on his Twitter.
Get busted down here with all the... I had a couple of those cards at one point in my life, too. You know? Hey,
everyone did.
By the way, the other story coming out, the number just continues to grow for Big Poppy, David Ortiz, and getting shot in the back. So they now have 9 indicted and a 10th suspect. Pretty soon we're going to find out it's like 40 people were involved in this.
It's a huge conspiracy. What happened?
This is a lot for now coming out and saying we shot the wrong guy. First he said he shot the right guy. Now he shot the wrong guy. I've got a bunch of different conspiracy theories on this thing because I've actually been, and I don't usually get, I've been really interested in this one. David Ortiz lives down here a lot of the year, which I found out over the weekend. I am really curious to see, there's been pictures of somebody else, of another woman in there.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah. And they're going, please don't, you know, don't, just guys don't randomly get shot in a packed place and say, oh, we got the wrong guy. God, can't believe he had the same colors the guy we were going to whack.
I'm guessing he stands out too, right?
Big Poppy?
Big Poppy.
Yeah,
Big Poppy's a big man.
He's not Little Poppy.
Anyway, this I don't know if we ever get to the bottom of this.
Who knows? You're going to have to wait for one of these guys to totally flip and then get whacked in jail.
I think they got him under arrest.
You got your new narco
season. All the guys involved, but I don't know if they want to embarrass Big Poppy after he comes back out. He's that big over there. Is there a chance that happens where we don't get to the bottom and people go, you got to slow down on all these theories about the girl fighting the wife in the hospital and, you know, and punching each other and get out of here and the $85,000 Lexus that was bought and who was she dating at the time? Was she dating two different guys? I don't know. I honestly, and I don't know if we'll ever know. I just hope he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, yes.
But it is amazing.
More details are going to come out.
There was two guys, right? Mm-hmm. And going, all right, motorcycle guy. And then they, like, jumped to 4. Then we got up to 6. Now we got friggin' 9 guys, and a 10th suspect was just arrested.
Someone's going to flip, right? And give up everybody.
I don't know. If you flip on the other side, that might be a bad flip if you ever get out for doing it. You may have to...
Hey, you flip and then you leave the country.
You may have to run to Haiti.
Oh, no, you're out. You
got
can't
a lot
stay
of
there.
Problems going on over there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Every day.
Every day, right?
Yeah. Tourism is not real happy with these stories coming out. Americans being
over
there.
Get a cheap rate over there now?
Yeah, but you're not coming home.
I told you, the one side where all the homes are on the ocean are just absolutely beautiful.
And that's probably the only side you can go to.
My son got married over there. It was beautiful. Just the water, everything was just gorgeous. Everything was just almost the whole thing was just a beautiful wedding.
I'm sure. So it's not safe.
So
it's beautiful, but not safe right now.
Yeah, no, it was
you're an American?
Crazy.
Mm. Hey, don't eat. Be careful what you eat over there.
Oh, I don't know, man. They got to get the bottom of it. See how many Americans go over there, the tourists just from this country alone.
Listen, right after this whole thing happened, I see a picture, I think, of Udonis in the Dominican. Like, that scares me a little bit.
We stayed at the Hard Rock. It was unbelievable.
I'm sure that's where he was, whatever one of those big hotels
or
resorts.
I got to tell you something. The casino was unbelievable. This huge place, but it was really nice. I got the Hard Rock at the Dominican Republic was great.
I'm going to look from a distance.
All right, listen.
You probably send Omar over there to scope out the situation.
See if it looks a little bit like Coral Gables. Yep. Anyway, we before you guys get busting chops on everything, mm-hmm. we gotta go to break here. We don't want to. Amazing.
Too late.
By the way, something else too, and I'm trying to bite my tongue on this all this stuff coming on. We got a lot from the NBA and yesterday from the U.S. Open, first-time winner. We got the big parade in Toronto today. But I will never understand why people on the radio, and most people don't do it, you go into a restaurant that you go to a lot, where the food's usually really good.
Yep.
And you have something that's not the way you want, and you decide to tag the company and call it out with a picture of it. Well, what makes a person that miserable? Why wouldn't you just go to the manager and say, hey, listen, this is the way it turned out.
It's not the way I like it.
Why? Why do you do that? What makes you want to ruin something which of a restaurant that's got a really good reputation, it's been around forever, that has great food, and you do that, and you go and use your Twitter / radio personality to do that? I don't get it, man. I just been doing this a long time. I don't get it.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back and good morning, everybody. Yes, sir, we got a new champion. First timer, Gary Woodland. How many people? It was really weird, by the way, to watch 7, 8, 9 o'clock watching a golf tournament.
I thought it was great.
We're used to it the other way.
That's it, where it's like a 6 a.m. or whatever it is. But
get up early and watch it, and it's over.
My dad yesterday said it to me. I didn't even think about it. It was like almost 2 o'clock. And my dad's like, yeah, what time is the golf? I'm like, I don't think it's now, or it's not happening. Then at 5:30, dad's like, put on the golf. Because now the top guys are late. I'm like, wow, 5:30? We don't usually get that late on a Sunday. Yeah. I mean, basketball starts at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights or whatever. But we had golf late into the evening, which was fun to see.
That was crazy. And, of course, he gets his first major, beating Rose and Koepka, two of the top-ranked players to get it on that just really tough golf course. So we were talking, would you rather play Pebble Beach if you're a golfer, whether you're a really good golfer or average golfer? If I told you could get on Augusta and play, which is super private, or just Pebble Beach, which is really expensive but absolutely beautiful.
I'm not a golfer, but I'm just thinking that the guy out there, it's going to be a lot more rare to play around at Augusta than it is at Pebble. It's going to be expensive to play at Pebble Beach, but I think you'll be able to get – force him to play
Somebody gets you on. Like a couple.
I mean, you can't play Augusta.
Yeah.
Like, none of us will ever play Augusta.
No, that's true.
Like, if you had a chance to play Augusta.
Even you, John.
I actually know three guys that have been invited to play there, and through guys here in town. There are guys here that actually can go play there. Obviously.
You've never been invited, right?
I haven't. But. I'm not a golfer, so I don't want to go. Like, Mad Dog used to love to go just to watch it.
That's right.
He didn't really like playing, but he just loved the atmosphere of the whole thing. He just thought it was unbelievable.
Like those pimento cheese sandwiches, that's what he
liked. But I know Bo's been there, Kimbo Camper, and Danny Marino's been there, obviously, a lot. So those guys get involved. Nat Moore's played there. So those guys are big golfers that play all over the place.
I think it's a rare occurrence to get an opportunity to play there. So if that question, I think, is thrown out there, I'm guessing the majority of the people would say Augusta. Because Pebble, you could, if you have cash, get out there at a certain point. There's not really enough cash to get you at Augusta. You have to be invited.
I just think Pebble Beach, I'm not too far away from the Bay Area, is one of the most beautiful places there is.
Oh, Carmel. I was looking at the condos there.
That Carmel area. They can't even show all the homes that are there, that are around there and stuff, of damn deer and floating around there and just the whole thing. You saw it was a little chilly. It was in the 50s.
Sure.
And everything else.
Nice there, though.
Yeah, but you're probably right. Augusta probably wins because somebody says, hey, I got a round of golf. You want to play? You're going, all right, I'm – you're probably right.
At Augusta? Everybody goes to Augusta. Someone's taking the weekend off for that. Oh, yeah. Really? Okay, yeah, I'm coming up with you for the weekend. Yeah,
nah, you're
playing that.
Probably.
By the way, did you see Nance join the coverage? Jim Nance joined the coverage.
That was really weird. Very, very weird that the head Fox guy, Joe Buck,
brought on Nance.
Brought on and invited Jim Nance, who lives there.
Well, he's talking about his house. That's what he was talking about.
Gorgeous home. The face of CBS Sports, and invited him over, and that was really, really weird. I guess he invited him back to the house, and those guys. I always wonder
part of the reason why he got on TV.
How well do those guys all know each other would be the
question. I'm sure they do. They see each other out. They know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if they're buddy-buddy, but they know each other.
I don't think they cross over much.
Really?
And they obviously are aware of they're really good. They're good at every sport. Those guys are.
Well, they're not at the same events because Jim Nance is calling it, Buck's not going to be there.
I think Jim Nance is a lot more popular.
Oh,
just
not
my
even a
take.
Question.
Not maybe a question. He was there to mentor Buck. No. It's possible Buck knows he's terrible.
Get out of here.
He's like, hey, Jim, you're actually good at this. Maybe you can sit in here with me for a little bit.
It was weird.
You're not a Buck
him.
Fan?
No, I think he's very good. On golf, he's horrific.
The whole Fox coverage.
Yeah, the Fox coverage is
coverage is not as good. Yeah. I agree with you. Their coverage is not as good. I do agree with that, but it's not like Buck's going, that's after a birdie is going, that what a beautiful bogey putt that was. I mean,
he knows the terminology.
He knows all the stuff. And
this is not like the ESPN basketball
senile,
pregame.
He's just tough to listen to.
So you could tell by watching that Joe Buck didn't know anything about. He's just setting guys up.
I've watched enough golf with Joe Buck to know Jim Nance needs to be doing those tournaments.
Yeah.
Well, he can't. He doesn't work for every network.
He could.
He should. He wanted to flip from ESPN over to Fox and then back over to CBS.
Can we get that? A-Rod works for every network.
That's true.
No one
did it better than that guy,
right? I deserve that. So this is a little pet peeve that I don't understand in the restaurant industry. If, I don't know, this is maybe old school for me, but if I go eat something and it's really bad or something, either let it go and just go, you know what, it's usually good when I come here, or if it's the first time it's real bad, maybe I just don't go back for a while.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Or if it's real bad and it's affected things, I'll go back and ask the manager, hey, and most of those managers will go, hey, well, let's get, yeah, you're right. It shouldn't be like that. We'll take care of it. Or they look at it and go, hey, I know it's weird. This is the way we do it, or whatever it might be. I don't understand, and I'm getting into the whole thing. I'm kind of beating around the bush here. Flanagan's Restaurants. I've known the Flanagan family for a long time, and Augie's was a good friend of mine. I still consider him Jimmy and Paul Flanagan at Quarterdeck. I've known the Flanagan family forever, going back to the 80s, drinking with them in the middle of the night and being around. I think the world of the whole thing, and I think Flanagan's has really, really good food.
They do.
I do. I like their salads. There's things. I get same things when
That's
I
confirmed.
Go there.
I mean, everything there is really good.
It's good. They're,
the rib rolls are really good.
I just think you're getting really, really solid to really, really good food every time you go in there. You know what you're getting. They're pretty good at all their restaurants. Yeah. I've only been to the two of them. There's two that in Broward that I go to mostly, but I have been to the one in Miami Lakes, the third one down there with Augie as well. I don't understand when somebody that's on the radio rips something they didn't like, shows a picture of it, when they eat there a lot, like why, and you tag the company, which that's how people get in trouble.
Yeah, of course.
And the guy could be really good. I mean, things happen, right?
It happens all the time.
So I just, if you're that bothered, instead of taking time to blast somebody on Twitter, why wouldn't you just go deal with it, especially when you eat there a lot?
Yep. Might as well say something.
Especially when you eat there a lot. So now you've done that. How do I feel when I see your fat ass back in there? I'm not real happy with you.
Mm.
Now, restaurants have to take the high road.
Of course. Well, you have to.
But I just don't. It's not the first time he's done this. Why do you do it? I don't get it. And by the way, Flanagan's been around been around a long time.
Yep,
they're right. Great survivors for a reason.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, I like Flanagan's.
I hate when people use their Twitter blue check, like if you're a verified Twitter person, to go after companies. We've seen that a lot. Zach actually has done that in the past. So he's not excluded from this.
I did it against. Well, wait a minute.
But like, I just don't like when people screwed me, man. But you fought with people.
This is a Nacho's thing.
You're not excluded from this. I'm sorry to kind of throw you under the bus here.
But they lost my luggage. Told me it was here. Lost it four other times. Like, give me a break. I wasn't complaining about freaking Nacho's. Like, you want to throw me in the equation? That's fine. But this place DM'd me and said, "Here's your stuff. Ooh, we lost your stuff. Here's your stuff again." And I said, "What a crap show British Airways was." That's what I did.
I just don't. I mean,
I didn't
fine.
Complain about a plate of nachos.
I don't. I just don't do it. But I'm not active on social media to start with. I don't get it. But the thing is, he eats there a lot. I'm guessing he eats there a lot. If he went in there to be so upset about your friggin' nachos, talking about Beast.
Mm. No, I saw
it. Well, it's the wrong forum. Like, you go on Yelp or TripAdvisor or whatever, if you really feel compelled to write a negative review about the place, like, if you're that angry.
Hollywood writes negative reviews.
I don't usually write. I like to write positive reviews if possible. But again, like, that's the right forum. Like, using your Twitter page so that everyone knows where it came from and knows who said it is kind of weak.
I don't get it, man. Call Jimmy Flanagan.
I would go to the manager.
They do a lot of stuff. They do a lot of good things. He's a really good guy. I'd like to know. Why don't you just get to him or ask the manager at the store where you go instead of try to throw somebody under the bus, especially when you go to the restaurant a lot. And it's a local restaurant.
If I go a lot to a place and something like that happened, I would just say something to the waiter or the manager and just say, "You see like this? This is what it's supposed to look like, huh? No, it's not. Let me fix that for you."
Hell yeah, dude!
They know
you come in there. They're gonna go, "Hey, let me get a fix for you. Hey, you're right. We got a little sloppy on this. We can do better. Let's go. Hold on a sec. We'll get you. Hey, we'll throw in this. Yeah. Hey, we're sorry about that. Thank you. You've been a great customer.
We're gonna pick up the.
Let's throw them under
up.
The bus.
But isn't the weirdest part?
Like,
we're in the advertising business,
huh?
Like, we're in the advertising business.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to do that?
No.
That's the weirdest part to me. Like, you're in a business of advertising.
The guy's a friggin' half a boss around here. What a joke. What a complete joke. All right. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. I'm just getting started, man. Things I don't understand, and that's got to be one of them. I know I got a great idea for him, a salad when he goes there. Try the damn salads and see what they taste like instead of the nachos.
All right. Sitting here with Adam Coughlin, president and CEO of Bison Roofing. It's bisonroofing.com, the website, by the way, bisonroofing.com. Adam, first off, welcome in. I should probably welcome you into this first. How are you doing today?
Great, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to ask this. I saw something, and I know that me and you talked about it off the air a couple times, about how long it took to get to 1 million residential installations of solar panels in this country. 43 years. Did I read that correct?
That is correct. So to go from zero to 1 million residential solar installations, it took 43 years.
43 years. And then did I read this right? 3 years to get to 2 million. So it took 43 years to get to 1 million and then another 3 years to get another million installations. What happened? Obviously, in the 43 years, people didn't know much about it. But what's happened in the last couple of years where people are now buying into solar panels?
Well, it's basically two things. One, the price itself has dropped drastically. It's now become affordable. And it's allowed solar panel manufacturers and inverter manufacturers to lower their prices. And that combination of all of that with the education that has come out and a lot of the environmental efforts, we've basically been able to get that per watt price cheaper than your standard lifetime rental agreement you're in right now with your utility.
There are a lot of benefits to the solar panels, but it was interesting to me that in a three-year span, you doubled up after what 43 years of educating people on solar panels did.
Absolutely. And about 95% of those people do not live in Florida. And they probably wish they did.
Yeah, we have pretty good sunlight here, yeah.
Right. You know, so for as many Floridians as there are down here with our giant electric bills and, you know, using so much air conditioning and depending on so many high amperages appliances, it really is a no-brainer. And the higher your bill is, the quicker you can see return on investment.
The website is bisonroofing.com. The other voice you hear is Adam Coughlin, president and CEO.
Radio.com. Radio. KRADIO.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.